The Czech economy reported record growth last year. New figures released by the Czech Statistics Office show the economy growing by 6%, the highest figure in the country's history. It's good news for the government 3 months before the elections, of course, but some analysts say it has less to do with the government policy and more to do with the business cycle. Rob Cameron has this report.
2005 was a record year for the Czech economy. Figures released by the Czech Statistics Office showed GDP growth at 6%, the best result in the history of the Czech Republic since it became independent in 1993. Foreign trade is the motor driving the economy. Analysts say a substantial improvement in exports accounted for 5.3% of the increase. It's less than 3 months before the Czech Republic goes to the polls in a keenly anticipated general election, so the figures are good news for the Social Democrat-dominated government. But analysts such as David Marek from Patria Finance say the Czech economy's strong performance is more down to the business cycle than government decision-making.
It was a surprise for the whole market, for the whole Czech economic society. It is definitely a pleasant surprise for government. I slightly worry that it could be misused in next parliamentary elections because it's some kind of upswing in the business cycle, not a result of deep economic reforms that we are still waiting for.
But not everyone agrees macroeconomic results will play a significant role in June's elections. Vladimira Dvořáková, lecturer in political science at Prague's University of Economics.
Well, I think that they will try to use that because if you have positive economic results, it's something that's very nice for any government that would like to be re-elected. On the other hand, I'm not sure how strongly the Czech society is able to take it into consideration. The economic topics till today are not very strong in this macroeconomic level. It's not still very strongly appreciated by the Czech public, but it's in any case it's better than if there would be bad results. Yeah, so it will be partly used, but the impact on the society, I'm not sure.
Vladimira Dvořáková says Czech voters are far more influenced by issues such as unemployment than GDP growth. So while these figures are definitely good news for the government, it's not yet clear how much political capital they'll be able to extract from them at the ballot box.
Rob Cameron with that report.